ABC Radio Australia.
New Zealand's Pacifica communities are being forced to give up precious family heirlooms and other cultural goods to pawnbrokers in order to keep a roof over their head. The pawned goods have become security for loan payments, but if people can't repay their loan in time, they lose them. The issue is becoming increasingly common as the cost of living gets higher. And Dubravka Volodare spoke with Marka Palate from the Tonga Health and Social Services in Auckland about the issue.
Some of the pawnbrokers, they don't accept those kind of things. I think the mainstream one, they don't accept what they call culturally significant items. For example, the tapa, the mat, or even the Maori items, that will not be accepted in some of the pawnbrokers. However, some of the pawnbrokers, they do accept these kind of goods because, as you're probably aware, this kind of business, they... The clientele is mostly people from low-income background have obligations that they cannot cover from their normal daily revenue or weekly income for the families. If they do want to commit to all the other obligations that they do have, and majority of them would probably won't go to a bank because the bank will ask for much secure type of security, like a home or a vehicle or those kind of things. And the quickest thing is to go to the bedroom. What have you got there in terms of these cultural items, the tapa and the ngatu? And they weigh thousands of dollars. And it's easier to just pick them up, put in a car, and drive it down to the local pawnbroker shop. In a matter of 1 or 2 hours, you get the money that you want. That's how easy this kind of thing is happening in the community.
And then if they can't repay those loans, then they're losing their heirloom pieces.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I think majority of them still able to pay back what they owe because the nature of these credit facilities are very short term. Some are 2 weeks, some are even 1 month, and you have to pay it back. And it depends on how you value those items in your home. If they weigh a lot to you and they mean a lot sentimentally, say for example, it's been in your family for 2-3 generations and you've been looking after those kind of items, obviously their value is very, very high. And if you want to get them back, you do the best to pay back the loan and get back. But some of those terms that they dictated on those agreements, sometimes unrealistic to be able to pay back in a month. And that's what happens when people are unable to pay back, that they tend to lose those items. Unfortunate, it's very unfortunate, but it happens.
Is your impression from what you are seeing in the community that with this cost of living crisis that we are all in, that things are getting worse, that people are turning to these pawnbrokers more and more?
Yes, that is correct. Let me explain this from the perspective of the kind of service that we deliver from here. We trade under the name Aki Heuho, which is a Tongan health and social service. And part of the service that we deliver is work with families, look at their level of debts, high purchases, all those other debts that they have, and work with them in a way to reduce their debt so that get them more debt-free as fast as possible. And this is some of the information that we pick up. A lot of them are in debt category. A majority would be in the low-income families. And we work really, really hard with families trying to clear their debts as fast as we can, if we can help it, or put them into a budgeted format so that they, in so many ways, that they can clear. Like the one with the highest interest rate, obviously, is the one that we are going to try and clear first, and then we go one by one. And once they are out of debt, then we try to support them in a way that they don't have to go back to these. And they find that when you start, doing a little bit of saving in the bank account, and when you need those items that you need to go, that you normally have to go and get a loan for, you don't need to go and do that because you have enough savings in your bank account and you just can go and use those money. But, you know, it's a long-term kind of a work that we've been doing. But at the same time, the one that falls through the gap, most probably because, like you said earlier, it's the cost of living. It's not a cost of living in the last 5 years, I would say, has gone really, really high, especially after the COVID, the inflation was going really up about 7%, close to 8% here. The cost of living was really high. And it kind of increased the number of lending or number of people that have to turn into to this type of lending to cover all their daily expenses and those other things.
Marka Pailate from the Tonga Health and Social Services in Auckland talking there to Dubravka Volodare. And in a statement, the country's Commerce Commission says, as consumers borrow money under a pawnbroking contract, to what extent they are covered by the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act is still currently being determined by the courts.